Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ted Johnson not here at 3 o'clock. He's making his way in because he's been down at a Patriots minicamp today, which was indoor, in case you didn't notice. We'll talk a little bit about that later because I think Mike Vrabel was a little bitching about the size of the indoor facility and the limitations it puts on his football team.
Oh, really? Wasn't ever really a problem for Bill Belichick.
Practice outside.
Oh, no, it was. That's why when Bill went to Vegas, he's like, wow, this place is amazing. I'd love to have a play. Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal. Hey, by the way, having worked at one and then visited the other, that is one thing I think we should all agree with Bill Belichick on. Those facilities dwarf this one.
Well, yeah.
They're incredible.
I mean, even people talking about Vrabel was raving. We're going to get into three-point stands in a second. Raving about the new building, that they're currently
their practice
under construction.
Facility? Yeah, yeah. Oh.
But
oh, and the training center.
What I'm told, like, that's kind of already out of date. It's going to be much nicer than what they have, but not necessarily among the best in the league. Like,
so the project they haven't finished is already going to be behind
obsolete.
The curve.
It was like the Big Dig.
Yeah.
The Big Dig was obsolete like 10 years before it was finished.
Well, it only took 20.
Right. This one kind of has taken a long time, too. Anyway, we're not talking about the structures up or the structures.
Speaking of things that are not working, how about the Odyssey app?
What's going on there?
Can we get some people on that?
Check
Dan,
out the Odyssey
Stiz,
app.
Zach?
Not right
I'm
now.
I'm on it.
For Zoco? Okay. Thank you.
There is no way Stiz is going to fix the Odyssey app.
We'll get the hamster back on its wheel so it can start running again.
To you.
Thank you.
Dan Ball, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the 3-point stand.
319!
Ready!
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and that is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or your app doesn't work, you got to get Glassman. You can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. Maybe that's what we need to try to get the Odyssey app working.
What if I went to the Red Sox game last night expecting Roman Anthony to hit a home run and I was disappointed that he just made an error?
That, I feel like, in your line of work would be considered a work accident. So then you could call Glassman.
That's perfect.
For damages. I'm emotionally damaged.
Yeah, we know.
We all are at this point.
Well, I mean, literally, I opened the door. I brought flowers. I walked right into that.
You did.
All right. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on a big story, the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we'll open up for discussion on each. Our order today, with Ted Johnson making his way back up to the studio, is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am ready, and I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. I'm going to lead off with a little Ted Johnson-like audio.
I am not one to be prone to be excited about much when it comes to the Patriots, and I'm always the slow your roll type of guy, the white wet blanket of reason. But I'm pretty excited about where this team is right now, and it's mostly because of the offense.
That is Greg Bedard on his podcast talking about he's excited about the Patriots mostly because of the offense. I'm doing a rare double dip three-point stance. I started this point yesterday. I needed another minute to get through it. The defense is going to be good, people. The defense has talent at all three levels. The defense has a Pro Bowl all-pro cornerback. The defense has a Pro Bowl caliber tandem defensive tackles. They have a linebacker who I think led the NFL in tackles last year. They have safeties who can hit. They have guys all over the field that can make plays. The offense has nothing but question marks. Questionable quarterback, questionable offensive line, questionable wide receivers, questionable running backs. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Why are we spending so much GD time talking about Efton effing Chisholm and the offense when the defense is loaded and ready to kick some ass? Pay attention, people. The defense is going to be good. The offense is filled with questions.
You know, if people want you to be louder, they can just grab the dial and turn it up. You don't have to, like...
I'm starting to get annoyed. I think the Patriots are... I'm sorry. Dan Bolt.
Okay.
Just... We can get into this.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It can questions be unhealthy about... if you stop that kind of
questions
flow.
About what's in the bag. What's in the bag? And Stephon Diggs, you know what he said today? Obviously, we're not talking about that.
Oh, no.
Woo-hoo!
You're having a heart.
Yes.
Attack.
I kind of did get a little overly worked up there. And I don't know, it's annoying me that I'm negative about the Patriots, but I'm positive about the defense.
You were standing up and yelling at somebody.
Everybody else is pretending the offense is good. The offense is littered with nothing
but question
marks.
Because it was so bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad. Well, did you hear about the offensive line? They were worst at both running and protecting the passer last year.
And couldn't even line up.
Nope. They couldn't.
They were like, flag. And he's like, I'm going to stay in this spot. You won't throw the flag twice. And the guy's like,
sweet
the hell
Fidarian
I won't.
Low. How's he doing these days, you think?
Yeah, fine.
He's probably
now
fine.
He can just blend into the background where he belongs.
And not start, we hope. Anyway.
So this doesn't annoy
no,
you?
No, there are. Of course it does. But everybody is so excited about the changes they've made on offense, bringing in Josh McDaniels, the evolution of Drake May, having a deep threat receiver who might be able to, A, get open, and, B, catch the ball. Obviously, the living legend of Efton Chisholm, future Patriots and NFL Hall of Famer. There's reasons people are, and a competent or competent-ish offensive line.
Maybe. They're all questions.
They are questionable.
There's no question on the defense.
No. Right now?
None.
I would be pissed off if I was
Milton Williams,
safeties
Christian
look
Barmore,
good.
Keon
Cornerbacks
White.
Look
yes.
good. Yes. Linebackers, who we'll hear from very soon, Robert Spillane and Ted Johnson. The defensive line, all of it, pass
Peppers,
rush, everything.
Duggar. You have two corners.
Ooh.
You have a slot corner. Like, the defense is loaded, one's talking about
speaking
it.
Speaking of which.
Except Mina Kimes. Somehow,
see?
Mina Kimes and me have become allies
you
in this.
You can't spell Mina Kimes without me.
That's true.
There you go. You're welcome. 60-34 is what the Red Sox have to go, by the way. I thought of this. I do research every day. It's just sometimes I have to try to figure out when to wedge it in. How about this? What would you feel about this? Because Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt are likely not to report to their mini camps or just to the facility anytime soon. How would you feel about Kayshon Booty and Keon
I
White?
Love one of these fan fake trades.
No.
I'll give you my crap and you give me your best player.
No, Kayshon Booty and Keon White for either of them. Do you think, and maybe even like a fourth round draft pick?
I mean, you'd have to give more than that, but
would you?
I don't think I would. I don't think I want to, at this
point in
the
process. You're not in win-now mode, or you feel good enough about the defense as you'd rather?
I'm not in win-now mode. I don't think Trey Hendrickson's going to put me over the top. He led the NFL in sacks the last couple of years. Good player.
However,
but Keon White?
Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, Harold Landry.
Did you hear those guys talking about Keon White? Sky's the limit. Untapped potential, going to be the best player ever.
Oh, but wait a second. So you don't believe the exit velocity on Roman Anthony Zinger off Boz's backside, but you will believe all the hype around Keon White.
No, I don't actually.
See?
I think he's one of the most overrated Patriots.
So why not trade? Why not trade and get somebody who's proven to be?
Because then I got to hand him $100 million. And
okay.
What am I going to get?
What do they have? Money?
One more win. See, this is where if I were Ted Johnson, I think I would consider that trade. I'd also be much larger, wear different sizes,
right,
and everything, be a whole different world. But if I were Ted Johnson and
wouldn't
thought this was already a
wear happy
10 or 11 win team, mm-hmm, and I was like, if I add Hendrickson, am I now
like a divisional round playoff.
Keon White, Kayshon Boutte, and a pick for Terry McLaurin.
In a heartbeat. Okay. Terry McLaurin, I think, would change the trajectory of this offense.
Could he and Steph Diggs operate as co-alphas?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, because then that actually allows Steph Diggs to really not rush it. Really, if you're not ready, don't rush it. Make sure you're ready because we have Terry McLaurin, that whole thing. Oh, I would definitely go after him, and he's available. And we'll get to some of that Vrabel audio. He definitely left the door open for interest in anybody. I'm not saying he said, yeah, we're going to trade for Terry McLaurin, but he left the door open. Dan Ball, take control of this segment, please.
You got it. Recapping what we've talked about so far, Stiz.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
Okay, perfect. On we go to Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Are you ready, my friend?
I suppose now is my time.
Now is your time, and your 60 seconds begin right now.
Stanley, I too would like to open with some audio, please.
Let's put it this way. Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. And we are going to go right from the NBA Finals into the free agent, into the offseason headlong. You're going to get your action very soon.
Hey, all right. That's Windhorse. Hey, hold on.
Did you hear that? He said you're going to get action.
I did.
Soon.
Can I have my 60 seconds? You'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's what your action will be, 60 seconds.
Oh, this is awkward.
Can I restart mine?
Your 60 seconds restart
fine.
Now.
We're good. All right, so basically there's Windhorse this morning on Get Up talking about when they expect all of the action, the flurry of trades to be made in the NBA. I know we haven't talked much basketball around here recently because it's been, 27, 28 days since the injury to Tatum. Celtics got eliminated shortly thereafter. It's kind of a depressing subject, even though it's not nearly as depressing as the Red Sox. I know you do not want to see major trades made where talent is brought into the Celtics. I might be a little bit different. Kevin Durant is likely to get moved soon.
Ooh.
The talk is that Kevin Durant is going to get traded potentially to the Knicks. The Knicks are also pursuing Jason Kidd. How would we feel about that? Could you live with yourself if you knew you didn't do much, even with Tatum injured, watching the Knicks become a rising force in the Eastern Conference? Would you consider a move like that? And how much is it going to cost for Drew Holiday? Looks like they may be trying to fetch a first-round pick. Yet you may have to send picks for people to take on Porzingis. So many questions surrounding the Boston Celtics, the rest of the NBA, even maybe Giannis as well. Get ready. There is not a storm coming. There's a storm of trades coming in the NBA. I'm kind of psyched.
I feel like off of our conversations about ratings and the like for the NBA, just general interest, a landscape-shifting offseason would be a pretty good thing.
I couldn't agree more. You need to see a few more stars, a la Luka, going to the Los Angeles Lakers to happen to other major markets. The NBA is always best when the Bulls, when the Knicks, when the Celtics, and when the Lakers are good teams. Three of them have been good to very good recently. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a lot of action with superstar movement coming up very, very soon. And you know what? I wouldn't hate Durant to the Celtics.
Couldn't hate it more. There is no player I'd less want to see join the Boston Celtics.
No player.
No player. You could probably come up with examples that would make me rethink my bold statement, but I hate him. I hate him.
How about just dislike? Do you have to
soft
hate him?
Sports hate.
Can
I don't
score
know him.
40 points a night.
But he seems like a dink in real life.
But how fun would that
IRL.
Be? If but wait a second.
Hey, I'm going to create a burner so I can be soft as puppy poo.
A burner?
What a dink. You're right. In real life, hate him too.
Yeah, okay. But at the same time, imagine Kevin Durant coming in. Imagine Kevin Durant coming here for a year because he's only got 1 year left on his deal.
No.
If he came here for a year and filled in for Tatum.
No.
Wouldn't that
be fun? He's going to ruin my guy's chance to be the guy.
Who?
JB.
JB?
Yeah.
What if JB got better with Kevin Durant around?
No chance. Because he'll hate him. That's two people that think they're the smartest person in the room at all times. That never works.
Think about the brilliance they would have both on
you
and off
I.
court. Somebody shoot me, please.
Okay. Yeah, no. All Kevin right, Durant, I would rather have Giannis. I would much rather have Giannis.
That's going to cost so much more.
Okay, because why? Because he's good and valuable.
You can't
What's
say,
Kevin Durant won
You
lately?
Can't say, hey, Where's Milwaukee, take Drew won? Holiday back. I think it's been 6 years.
Long time. Who was he with?
Stephon Curry.
Yeah, so he sat in like that little small seat in the back of the bus where the cool kids sit.
Really?
At the front of the bus driving it.
Andy, who was it who won MVP in those finals? Wait a second. Oh, it was Kevin Durant.
Steph Curry's
Kevin Durant.
Team.
Kevin
was
Durant.
Was it Steph Curry's
won.
Team or Kevin Durant's
team?
Who
was the best player
Whose
in those finals? It was a co-team.
Whose team was it?
Both of theirs.
Oh, my God. Ordway, get off the fence.
Are you kidding?
Pick a side. Whose
Are
team
you kidding?
Was it? Whose team
you don't
was
think
it?
You don't think Kevin Durant made enough of an impact when he was out there that he could have called it his team
what
as well?
What did he do the year before he joined that team?
Get knocked out by Steph Curry?
Yeah. So Steph Curry and the Warriors were the team that added,
he also
hey,
had
you want
to...
a title? Come on over. We'll be nice. Uh-huh. It's our
and
charity.
Hey, guess what's not on our team? Russell Westbrook. Oh, sweet. Can I come, please?
Durant.
Please don't use that line against me, Stiz.
Is that a real cat fight you found on YouTube? That didn't sound nice. Dan Ball, your turn.
Okay. All right, Stanley, can I have 60 seconds,
Daniel,
please?
Daniel, if you're ready, your 60 seconds begin right now.
I'll give you the best I got. Shout out to Jake in New Hampshire because he and I were aligned on my three-point stance, which I texted in the group that I already had right after Roman Anthony's little debacle out in right field. The prospect development for the Red Sox is maybe the biggest concern out of everything else I have right now. There's first inning pitching, and there's the treatment of Rafael Devers and the disconnect between Breslow and Cora, and I think that last part is one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing the mishandling of Christian Campbell, the mishandling of Marcelo Meyer, and now, even in one game, I worry about the handling of Roman Anthony. He's not a right fielder, yet you put him in right field. You don't want to move Rafaela and Duran over, yet in the first lineup that was released yesterday when you knew Abreu was going on the IL, Seydon Rafaela was going to be starting in right field. Mm-hmm. So in the span of about an hour, something changed. My overall main idea with the Red Sox is I don't get what the plan is. To me, it is a computer analytics issue that the Red Sox have because there's no sample size for these rookies, so you can assume, oh, we'll just put them anywhere. They'll figure it out on the fly. They're young. They're flexible. They'll do it. That's not the way you treat human being athletes, and it's one of the biggest issues I see.
I am very proud.
And I rest my case by being very
proud. I think
plowed.
We have our new soundbite of the show. I am very proud.
Proud to be. Dan Ball, I have thoughts.
Okay.
On yours in particular.
Yeah.
And especially the way you painted it as the first inning thing. Okay, whatever. So you have a bad pitching staff, bad pitching coach, whatever, can change. The biggest concern for this team is how you maximize or ruin these three guys, correct?
It's one or the other. So it's either they're all going to be stars or two out of three, or they're just going to be completely ruined.
Well,
is that how bad our confidence and faith in this organization is?
Do you have faith? I mean, just look at, let's not, make these overbearing, philosophical, let's just look at what has happened and the way it has played out. Christian Campbell is example 1A of the way Christian Campbell has been really screwed for the better part of a month plus now.
Just ping-ponged all over the
Lineup, the field, the pregame field, where you're thinking about maybe playing in a little bit. You got to play.
We're at a point now where I think
he's been plowed by the organization.
Most of us agree that he would probably do well for a 3 to 4 week stint back in Worcester.
Yeah, I don't. I think he would do well, and I will stick with this. Put him in a spot and leave him there. Let him get comfortable. Let him hit. He's talented enough physically, and I think emotionally he's talented enough to pull out of this at the big league level. If you just let him you mean I always play that one position right there between first base and second? I just go out there every night? Every night I go out there and I can take ground balls there?
I'm the second baseman?
Well, that's pretty cool.
Ron Burgundy?
And I know who to hit after and before because you put me at a certain spot. But the Roman Anthony one is perfect. He just got here. And you kind of talk out of both sides of your mouth about where he's playing, why he's playing there. And then, of course, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong does go wrong. Base hit to right. Oh, the ball gets by him and Anthony's chasing it down. This is, and I do, maybe we are misinterpreting the Nesson close-up of Marcelo Meyer last night when he got pulled to be pinch
hit
for.
No, I think it's okay so for him to be,
okay.
I think he's like, coach, I can hit lefties.
Whether it's mad, disappointed.
You're looking at a guy that's played every inning everywhere because he's been the best player at every level he's been at to this point, who is now like, oh, two at-bats and I'm done. One at-bat and I'm done. Of course he's going to be a little banged up about that because there's no he's a 300 hitter in June.
Either you're allowed to go to the amusement park and ride all the rides at that age and size, or you're not.
Felt like that was going to turn to a shot at me not being tall enough to get over the line to ride the amusement park rides. No, but you used the word cocksure earlier.
That's a huge problem.
That I think Marcelo Meyer is a cocksure player who, if you break him, I don't know if that comes back. If you start to screw with somebody's confidence who gets by on confidence, you just look at him. I like the hair. He's got a good look to him.
He's got a thing going.
He's got a good look, and Roman Anthony does as well, a good-looking aura to them. They look like they know they're studs. They look like they're ready to be studs, and it feels like the lack of confidence doesn't come from the player. It comes from the organization. You're bubble wrapping them. You're too scared. You're like the helicopter parent. Like the kid wants to run off on the playground. You're like, honey, 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 put this helmet on. Put these knee pads on. Don't run. We walk. Walk. Slow down. What? There's a rock there. Oh, there's a dog coming. Maybe we shouldn't play at the playground at all. Like they're that overcautious parent. I just swallowed the word parent.
You
there.
Did. Oh, yeah.
And they need to just let these kids run.
Mm-hmm.
Don't helicopter in. Put them in the Dan lineup. Let them hit. Let them field. Let them be the dynamic athletes that made them rise up through the minors and made everybody lust after them. Instead, your overprotection is ruining them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. I'm with Dan Ball. Dan Ball, great job.
Thank you. Nick, what was the record once more that they need to go to get to 92 wins?
60 and 34.
Golly. So,
considering that that's...
I hope it's right.
What
We've
do you
said
say?
That a lot of times today.
32 and 36. They've just played 68 sure. games. 68 plus 94 is how much? 162.
One,
you're welcome.
Four. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Dan Ball.
Considering that that's, Jeez. What, not a great possibility, and maybe we could say that the mix hasn't been working this year to the point where you're now multiple games under 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the hesitation? Something's got to change. So if you have this quote-unquote future and what you've been doing in the present isn't working, I don't know. I don't get it. I
can
really
I add
don't.
Another
Kostas
layer?
Is not coming back anytime soon,
no,
and
not.
Bregman is not back for at least another month. So
I don't know that we ever touched on it. I also don't think Kostas is coming back for opening day next year, which he said a few weeks ago. He said
the rehab was excruciating.
Yeah. Now, and then he said he'll be back for opening day. I don't think he's going to be back for opening day. But that's a side note.
Does he play for the Red Sox again?
Yes.
Maybe.
I'll go yes.
Okay.
They haven't had a first baseman in like 5 years, so he's going to get an opportunity.
Would you trade him for Kevin Durant?
That's two guys that are similar in different sports in their own way.
Dink for a dink, if you will.
That's a one man's dink is another man's dink.
Save that one.
The question here is, last night, for example, did Cora play Roman Anthony and Wright, or did the organizational decision play him and Wright?
Well, there was an Athletic report, and I didn't see who the quote was attributed to, so I apologize, but it said Anthony is going to get the majority of his time in left and center. And then we got the line. And then Lou quote tweeted somebody and said, oh, no, he's going to be in right, which is shockingly similar to Garrett Crochet is going to go 6 to 7 innings, and then he throws 85 pitches. So it felt like somebody had one perception and somebody else had another perception again.
And the timelines are also similar. The timelines of sort of mid-afternoon, early in WEEI afternoons, we have one sort of line of thinking. And then, later in WEEI afternoons, maybe Breslow had a meeting. Maybe they have 3:30 meetings or whatever. And, he's going to be in right field. And I hate where this is going. I will say the one good thing for our guy, Alex Cora, it does give him at least a shred of plausible deniability that it's not all his fault, that all these decisions aren't him making bad decisions, whether it's how to deal with the young players, how to deal with Crochet. Like, there is definitely, if I were him, I'd keep bringing up organizational decisions, organizational plans, organizational thoughts to at least pull over Breslow and his team into the conversation, into the criticism.
I find it, we talked about this off air, I find it hard to believe that all of these decisions that he's being criticized for are just because Alex Cora is having that bad of a year. Has he been perfect? No. I feel like some of them are, all right, you're going to tell me this is what we're doing? Here you go. Let's see how it goes.
So
that's how I feel.
Well, so are we going to make it our stance here on WEEI Afternoons? We blame Breslow?
That's what I'm rolling with.
You want to go unilaterally, we blame Breslow.
Yeah, blame Breslow. They can deal with it differently on the morning show because they talk to him sometimes. But we got our guy, Alex Cora. We're going to blame Breslow. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson was down at Patriots minicamp today. And he spoke with, I think, what is going to be the centerpiece of the Patriots defense, the leader, the green dot guy, the middle linebacker. Ted Johnson, one-on-one with Robert Spillane. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox fell to the Rays at Fenway Park last night, 10-8 in 11 innings. Boston is now 4-8 in extra inning games this season as their 12 extra inning contests lead Major League Baseball. Roman Anthony went 0-4 with a walk and a run driven in his MLB debut before being removed for a pinch hitter late in the game. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Lucas Giolito against Ryan Pepiot on the mound. And here is Craig Breslow's lineup. It's Jarren Duran in left, then Rafael Devers, your DH, Abraham Toro at first, Carlos Narvaez is catching, Roman Anthony back out there in right field for a second straight game with Trevor Story at short, Marcelo Meyer at third, Christian Campbell at second, and then Seydon Rafaela is in center field and batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcand tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Panthers beat the Oilers 6-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Brad Marchand scored the game's opening goal 56 seconds into the first period. Game 4 of that series is on Thursday night. Game 3 of the NBA Finals, meanwhile, is tomorrow night in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at a game apiece. Tip-off for that one is at 8:30. The Patriots return to the field for Day 2 of mandatory minicamp today. Doug Kide reports that Drake May went 8 of 13 with an interception, while Josh Dobbs was 8 of 14 and Ben Wooldridge went 2 of 5. And from around the league, a number of notable players are skipping minicamp this week, including Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson, Dolphins cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith, Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin, and Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Ted Johnson's exclusive conversation with Patriots linebacker Robert Spillane is on the way next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. It's almost football season, but we're still in the summer, so that means it's mandatory mini camp. Ted Johnson was down there today in Foxborough, indoors, in their teeny little indoor practice facility where everybody bumps into each other, and he bumped into linebacker Robert Spillane. So we're going to have a TED Talk one-on-one. Ted Johnson with Robert Spillane.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smacked down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
I'm actually interested in hearing this because Fitzy, I think Ted Johnson is the classic middle linebacker, the old school 20, 30 years ago middle linebacker.
They don't have those much anymore.
Nope. And now you got Robert Spillane. So two guys, same jobs, mm-hmm. different generations. A little mm-hmm. chat down in Foxborough. Ted Johnson and Robert Spillane.
Ted Johnson here with Patriots middle linebacker Robert Spillane. Thanks for taking a few minutes with me.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, buddy. It was fun watching the last couple of days. How do you think minicamp went for you guys?
Every day we come out here trying to get 1% better. Come out here with intentional actions just to focus on little minor details of our game individually and collectively, come together as a team. And I'm just so proud of not only the linebacker unit, but the defense as a whole, the team as a whole. I felt like I'm new out here, but it feels like family already. So I'm excited to see where this can lead to.
Love that. The energy, just watching you guys, it just felt like there was the compete level was very, very high at all three levels. Talk about your defensive line. You got Milton Williams there. You got Barmore, Keon. You got some hosses up there. Are you excited to play with those guys?
I'm very excited to play behind those guys. Those are big, strong dudes who know how to play both the run and the pass. I'm going to tell them all year, go be great. Go make plays. I'm 5 yards behind you to make you right. So that's one thing I harp on my D linemen. There's nothing wrong. If you're playing fast and playing hard, I have the time and distance to make you right.
Love that. The cornerbacks you got. You have some elite corners. Chris Gonzalez had a nice interception.
One-handed?
Yeah, how about that? Unbelievable. Oh. I mean, that'll let you guys do some more creative stuff when you're in your blitzing if you want to do that, knowing you got Carlton and Christian out there, right?
When you got corners and safeties in the back end, it opens the playbook to do whatever you please. So I'm excited to play with two shutdown corners in the secondary behind the safety. So we'll see how this thing shapes out, but it was an exciting OTA period.
Good. I've always kind of thought of middle linebackers like couple ways. You're either a downhill or you're a float and fill guy. When I watch your tape, I see a lot of TFLs, okay, which this is one of my favorite stats was the tackle for loss. I see you pressing the line of scrimmage. Do you consider yourself more downhill than float and fill?
Not at all. I've really tried to make my game, my favorite two people to watch are Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly. And I actually play with a little bit more depth than both of them.
Okay.
So I'm toes at 6 yards, they're at 5 and 4. So I like to play lateral and finish on the ball, whether it be a 1 yard gain or a 3 yard for loss gain. I'm not always looking to necessarily press my gap. I'm looking to press my gap, but knowing that the running back's going somewhere
sure.
else as soon as he sees me in my gap. So
sure.
you have to be able to play over the top and track the back through it all.
What's your experience been like so far with Coach Vrabel? How's that been? What do you think of him so far?
Yeah, it's a full circle moment being here. He recruited me out of high school at Ohio State.
Okay.
Gave me my first opportunity with the Tennessee Titans 8 years ago as an undrafted free agent. And just to be signed back to be the middle linebacker here and to play meaningful snaps means the world to me. I don't want to let him down. He's the type of coach that any player wants to play for. He encourages people to follow their dreams, to love their families, and to love football. And that, what more could you ask for from a coach? I'm excited. We got a lot of hungry people, especially on this defense, who want to make a name for themselves. So you can really feel the energy and the enthusiasm going forward.
A couple more, Robert. Your quarterback, just your thoughts on Drake. I mean, I know you weren't here last year, but a lot of people are expecting big things on him. He feels like, when I watch him, he's got special traits to him.
Yeah.
Just your overall impressions of the kid.
He has a great feel for the game. Tall, beautiful, big arm, can move in the pocket, can make all the throws. I'm really impressed by how he's able to manipulate underneath coverages. At such a young age, you would expect that more from a veteran quarterback, but he showed me some things that I'm really excited about.
Okay, and last thing, you got 5 weeks off before training camp. What, you got any big plans? You going anywhere? What you going to be doing?
We just had our second daughter 4 days ago.
Congratulations.
So,
what's her name?
Ro Taylor Spillane.
Oh, very cool.
9 pounds, 1 ounce. She's a big, healthy, happy baby. So take care of her. We have an 11-and-a-half-month-old who turns 1 June 25th. My wife's birthday is June 27th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I train 365 days out of the year, so I'll continue with that and prepare for the season.
Robert, appreciate your time,
appreciate
buddy.
You,
good
Ted.
Luck to you, okay, man?
Have a great rest.
That was a good chat. Ted Johnson with Robert Spillane, the new middle linebacker.
Like that guy.
Also, new father, apparently. An 11-and-a-half-month-old, a four-day-old, his wife's birthday. He's got a busy month.
Busy.
All these other guys get to go to like the beach and get away for 5 weeks. Robert Spillane is going to be being dad and husband at home getting ready, although he does work out 365 days a year. That's why he's an NFL player. We'll react to Ted Johnson's chat with Robert Spillane next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What's your experience been like so far with Coach Vrabel? How's that been? What do you think of him so far?
Yeah, it's a full circle moment being here. He recruited me out of high school at Ohio State. Gave me my first opportunity with the Tennessee Titans 8 years ago as an undrafted free agent. And just to be signed back to be the middle linebacker here and to play meaningful snaps means the world to me. I don't want to let him down. He's the type of coach that any player wants to play for.
In case you're not familiar just yet, that is Robert Spillane, middle linebacker, New England Patriots, one of their many defensive additions, one of the many reasons why the defense is actually going to be good while everybody's fixating on the offense for some reason. And I thought that was an entertaining, informative chat with our guy Ted Johnson. I don't know if some of it was a little too technical, but I did enjoy that he models his game after Bobby Wagner, who you probably should if you play linebacker.
The fact also, see, I immediately fell football in love with this guy. Number one, Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly, probably the two best middle linebackers of the last 15 years. Mm. And the fact that he's like, oh, they played 5 yards off the ball.
4 and 5. I'm 6.
I'm 6.
Toes like, at 6.
This guy just like sounds like he lives, eats, breathes, sleeps football. Also, Family Guy just had a baby. Rather, his wife did. Congratulations, Mrs. Spillane.
Did.
Nope. He contributed his part. Just don't.
See, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. This is
Thank
what
you,
he does.
This I didn't say a word.
Everybody could hear you smile and like you. When you smiled, you sort of started to laugh. They could hear. Anyway, 4 days ago, his wife gives birth. He's already out there at minicamp.
Yeah.
Grinding, interviewing, playing, hustling, fake tackling. Come on. I'm telling you, people have been saying I know there's the legend of Efton Chisholm thing that's been blowing up across the offense.
He also
You're
apparently
right.
spoke to the media today. We're not airing any of that on this show because I'm in control.
You are not allowed. Guess what? Starting Friday, I'm opening and closing the show with nothing but Chisholm.
Don't do that. No, I loved everything I heard from Robert Spillane. I loved everything Milton Williams, Christian Barmore
yesterday. We're
going to
fall in love with this guy. We're going to love this guy.
Not just this guy, this defense. They want to be great. They're talking about the violence. If you listen to Milton Williams, and he's sort of preaching and living the Terrell Williams, Mike Vrabel mentality of just like violent acts on defense, firing out, getting upfield. Christian Barmore is loving the idea of being a penetrating defensive tackle who's allowed to use his athleticism. He's talking about studying Chris Jones and Jeffrey Simmons, obviously, from Tennessee and some of these guys.
Yep.
I am telling you, they are going to come out wrecking the hell out of opposing offensive lines. I don't know how sustainable it'll be, but I think right out the gates, we're going to be watching something we haven't seen before because we're so used to Bill Belichick and two-gapping and, you know, it's not about sacks as much as controlled pass rush and all these. I think they are going to make some pain in the offensive backfield. I really do. You know, it could go one of two ways, too. Because
quote, unquote, get after it.
Yeah, because Ashton Jeanty is going to be looking to do the same in the other direction. Mm-hmm. And if you, like, Robert Spillane misses one tackle, and all of a sudden Ashton Jeanty's dancing in the end zone. But I am truly, truly excited about this defense. And I think Robert Spillane is going to, I made the comparison yesterday, be a little Bregman-like. I don't think he's not Luke Kuechly. He's not going to win Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's not even Bobby Wagner, who's a every year All-Pro.
Hall of Fame.
First ballot Hall of Fame.
Same with Kuechly.
Spillane is in that next tier, but I think you're going to love him. I think you're going to see how much he's involved.
It's what everyone keeps saying. By the way, how familiar were you with his game when they signed him?
Not overly.
So I think there was I remember when that contract came out, like 3 years, $36 million or whatever, and people were like, this isn't a deep threat. This guy's not a tight end. Who the F is Spillane? And then all everyone read was like, gonna love him, gonna love him, gonna love him. This guy's gonna be a new favorite Patriot. People watch highlights and are like, oh, I like this signing.
And even some of the phrasing there about, like, you know, I'm 5 yards behind you and I'm gonna make your life better or whatever he was talking about with the defensive lineman, I think is cool. His style of play and his ability to make plays and sort of be an athletic. I think he's light years more athletic, no offense, than Juwan Bentley, the guy they had.
And Juwan Bentley is a damn good football player. By the way, he must still be injured. He hasn't signed elsewhere, has he?
I don't believe I've seen his
like
name
a team desperate for linebacker play like Dallas or Cincinnati, you would think would jump on a player like that if he were healthy.
And it'll depend on the scheme they want to play and the style of linebacker they're looking for. He's a little bit of a little bigger,
call him a dinosaur.
Bodied, not a dinosaur.
Or archaic.
But he's a little bit, you know, he's a big SUV in sort of a hybrid world.
Fair enough. By the way, I'd like to award the punny text of the day. Of course, 617-779-7937. Text line or your phone line to our pal Dice, the mailman on the Mid-Cape. This guy Chisholm is getting an F-ton of attention.
Yes, he is. More than he deserves. Way more than he deserves.
Well played.
And yet, Robert Spillane and Milton Williams and Christian Barmore and Christian Gonzalez and Jabril Peppers and these guys, Harold Landry, they're all just raving. Also, he's getting a lot of love, the quarterback, from the defense. I don't know if it's just saying all the right things, new teammates, but they seem to be buying in. Harold Landry had some really nice things to say about Drake May yesterday. Robert Spillane, what did he say? Good looking or looks great or stud
yeah,
or
beautiful,
good looks,
yeah,
beautiful
yeah.
man. And not that that matters. You can be an ugly quarterback.
Sure.
In theory, although most of them aren't ugly, the ones that succeed, which the New York Times thought was a direct correlation tie-in a while back.
Well, this is getting awkward.
No, that was the New York Times did a story about how
quarterback looks
have
and
model
the correlation.
Looks. And if you do the measurements, you know how they have to be symmetric to be a model?
Mm-hmm.
Most quarterbacks have symmetry in their faces the way most normal human beings
Interesting.
Don't. Interesting. Yeah,
How does Mahomes factor into that?
Well, it's a different era, different time. Things are evolving. I don't know. It's not everybody.
Well, I'm just asking.
There's exceptions to every rule. But Robert Spillane, I do think, is going to be a guy that a lot of New England fans fall in love with because I think you're going to see him, if he's healthy, pile up a lot of tackles, playing behind, as he said, quite a wall of humanity in front of him that should allow
Indeed.
Him to have a little fun. Guys, I mean, if you're trying to double team at least Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, at least one of them on every play.
Then there should be a Spillane, a White, or a Landry free to go wreak some havoc.
Running around, yeah. Absolutely. So those guys will make plays up front, but they're also going to create opportunities for a guy like Spillane to have 145 or 150 tackles the way he has out in Vegas in recent years. So I think, I know, I'm going to belabor this point until people start to give it a little attention and credibility. The defense in New England is why you have a chance to be a competitive football team, is why you have a chance to be maybe a 500 football team. The offense has a lot of questions to answer and has some catching up to do. Speaking of questions to answer, there were plenty of questions down at Gillette today for one Stephon Diggs. There weren't a lot of answers. He kind of stuck to one answer. We have some audio of Stephon Diggs meeting with the media down at minicamp today. It's not great audio, but you'll get the picture. He had some splaining to do, but he didn't do a lot of splaining. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.